Welcome to God and Country Radio, a program that discusses current political, social, prophetic events in the life of Scripture. I'm your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. On this week's program, I'm going to take a break from the series I've been doing on the judgments and the revelation and look at a news story that's disconcerting for many. The new mask and vaccine mandates that the CDC, the president, governors, private companies are requiring now that there is a slight spike in COVID-19 cases. Specifically, this new Delta variant, which is alleged to be more contagious but less fatal. It seems all the media and the politicians can talk about is COVID, COVID, COVID. There are many various reasons for this hype, why they won't let go of this issue. But so what? If that's all they want to talk about, let them wear themselves out. But their rhetoric creates fear and policies that hurt people. Children have to wear masks all day in school, and that's not helpful. I've had members of my church who are required to wear masks all day long at work, and that's debilitating. And now, because of the CDC's recent guidance, companies are requiring workers to get vaccinated. All federal government employees are required to be vaccinated, even if you've already had COVID and hence developed natural immunities. There are some people who don't want to stress out their bodies with more spike proteins after already having COVID. And many doctors are saying it's unnecessary to get the vaccine if you've already had COVID, because natural immunities are more than sufficient. As expected, now there are medical articles claiming that the vaccine immunity is better than the natural immunity. But that's questionable. How are we to know what to believe? Now, my guess is that the reason the government and private companies are requiring vaccines for all is because there's no easy way to separate between those who've had COVID and those who haven't. So they're requiring everyone to show proof of vaccination for their own convenience. Well, in addition to health considerations in regard to these new mandates, people are bothered by the failed logic and inconsistency of it all. People don't want to be stooges for bureaucrats who make policies because they feel they have to do something, because they have a statist paternal attitude. People would rather make their own health choices, take their own risks, because they know their situation better than some bureaucrat sitting in Washington. There's always going to be a group of people who have too much power over a situation, too much fear over a situation, and why should they control us all? Especially when we're dealing with a virus that has now become no more fatal than the common flu. It's not as if we're dealing with the Black Plague in the Middle Ages that killed a third of the population. 180 million Americans have already been vaccinated. 85% of adults over 65 have been vaccinated. And given the 300 million people in America, that's about as good as you're going to get. Children and young adults don't need to be vaccinated. It's not necessary for them, because if they get COVID, it's like a bad cold for a week or two. And 30% of the people who get COVID have no symptoms whatsoever. Again, we're not fighting the Black Plague or Ebola, especially in regard to this weaker Delta variant of COVID. But the government response is panic. Here's an article. Washington, D.C. is now returning to mask mandates in public places, vaccine mandates for public workers. But in Washington, D.C., the 7-day rolling average of COVID cases is only 57. And there has only been one death related to COVID in all of July. Now, if you have health issues and you're willing to risk any of the side effects of the vaccine, get the vaccine. That does not guarantee you will not get the virus. It's only a safety precaution. In a new study released by the CDC last week, 74% of the people who recently came down with COVID were vaccinated. Now, that doesn't mean the vaccines don't work, because without the vaccines, probably many more would come down with COVID. But just realize the vaccine is only as good as your body's ability to create immunities to these spike proteins. So here's my confession. I have not yet gotten the vaccine. And people ask me why. Well, first, it's not because I'm extremely afraid of the vaccine, or it's not because I think Big Pharma is in some sort of conspiracy with globalists to make money and to wipe out the population. I haven't gotten the vaccine because I don't have any comorbidity issues. Getting the virus is not likely to be fatal in my case. Plus, in all likelihood, I believe I've already had the virus when my son contracted it. I had a headache for a few days and that was it. So I'm going to take my chances with natural immunity rather than with this new RNA vaccine. A verse that comes to my mind is 2 Samuel 24:14. Now let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of men. In that text, a curse came upon Israel, and God gave David three choices. The nation would either experience 7 years of famine, or 3 months of defeat in battle, or 3 days of pestilence or disease. And then David chose, let us now fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of men. And so God sent pestilence, and 70,000 died in Israel. Now, I'm not one of these people who say, I'm going to trust the Lord and not take any medicine or go to the doctor, because that would be foolish. Trusting God does not mean rejecting the means of God's provision. Like the old joke about the Christian whose town was flooded and he's sitting on the roof of his house. Along comes a canoer and says, do you need a rescue? And the Christian says, no, I'm trusting the Lord. Then along comes a pontoon boat. And again, do you need a rescue? And the Christian says, no, I'm trusting the Lord. Then along comes a helicopter. And the Christian again says, no, I'm trusting the Lord. The Christian drowns and goes to heaven and says to the Lord, Lord, why didn't you save me? And the Lord says, I sent you a canoe. I sent you a pontoon boat. I sent you a helicopter. What more did you want? When Paul escaped the city of Damascus, the Christians let him down over the wall in a basket. Paul did not say, I'm trusting the Lord. I don't need the basket. God ordains the results, but he also ordains the means. But having said that, there are some judgment calls we need to make in this life in regard to the efficacy of the supposed genius of the 21st century medical establishment versus taking your chances with just healthy living. They want to give you a drug for everything today, and there are always side effects, so a little reluctance is in order. And actually, I was waiting to see if this new vaccine worked, if there were any reported side effects, before I took the vaccine. I mean, after all, in every study, there needs to be a control group that doesn't get the medicine. So I'm just volunteering to be part of that control group. Look how generous I'm being. Well, I'm jesting, of course. Actually, there were a whole lot of other people who are at risk who needed the vaccine before me. Maybe someday I'll still get it if I see the efficacy of it. Now, there's much to talk about in regard to COVID and the masks and the vaccine mandates. But here is a preliminary issue. Is there really a Christian versus non-Christian approach to this situation? Can we say anything definitively from the Bible about this? Or is this simply neutral ground that Christianity has nothing to say anything about. Joseph Boot, a Reformed theologian, has a book out called The Gospel Culture. And in one chapter, he addresses the error of R2K. Did you get that? R2K, another acronym that we have to learn. Not R2D2, but R2K, which stands for Radical Two Kingdom Theology. And it's a theology being pushed in liberal evangelical circles to justify Christian non-involvement in politics. The teaching is that there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the common civic kingdom of man. And the claim is that Christians ought not to impose their morals on the common kingdom. Our morals are only for the kingdom of God people. Hence, Christians need to keep their pro-life and pro-traditional marriage views out of politics and in the church. So we can see the error here. The classic two-kingdom view of the Reformers was, yes, there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, but the rule of God's kingdom must fill the earth, and it must rebuke the kingdom of Satan. But this new radical 2K movement wants peace and accommodation with the world, not conflict. But one of the arguments of the R2K proponents is there is no Christian way to change a diaper, or there's no such thing as Christian stir fry. And these catchy one-liners are meant to lead you down the path of thinking that Christianity doesn't have anything to say about many issues in this world. But Joseph Boot points out in his book that the very examples cited demonstrate that there is a Christian versus non-Christian view of these issues. In the ancient world, cynics would defecate in public to show their contempt for decency, even as radical protesters do the same thing today. So Christianity does have something to say about how we use the bathroom. In fact, Deuteronomy 23:13 specifically gives instruction in this regard. And when it comes to stir fry, pagan cultures used to stir fry human flesh. Cannibalism. So yes, Christianity does have something to say about stir fry. These issues are not as non-religious as they appear. And the same holds true to even this response to the COVID-19 virus. Now, Christians ought to be cautious, but unbelievers will live with greater irrational fear. Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flees when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as lions. Christians believe in government, but the unbelievers abuse the power of government. The unsaved want more power and control from government. 1 Samuel 8:11, this will be the procedure of the king who will reign over you. He will take. And Christians ought to have confidence, but the unsaved walk in arrogance and pride and hubris. They assume they can control and fix more things than they're able to control and fix. They put too much trust in men. Psalm 118, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22. Stop regarding man, whose breath of life is in his nostrils, for why should he be esteemed? Isaiah 31, 3. Now the Egyptians are men, not God. And this was the problem with ancient Israel in her apostasy from God. She placed too much trust in the strength and intelligence of men. All of these factors, fear, control issues, pride, affect policy. Why leaders do what they do. Now, the Bible is not teaching Christians should never trust government or medical science, but it's a matter of emphasis. When there is too much emphasis on what man can do, there will be foolish policy. My take on the COVID-19 response, right from the very beginning, has been that there is too much hubris. Politicians and intellectual leaders are saying we can beat this virus, we will pass out money, We will lock down businesses. We will create a vaccine that will be foolproof. And this is just so typical of the hubris in those who soon discover they're up against something they really can't do much about. They just have to let it run its course and take it from the hand of God. And in the end, one has to wonder if the same number of people would have died anyway, if the government did much less and left it up to people to look after their own health. The numbers are looking the same for those regions that had lockdowns and those who did not. As the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, said, the virus was not responsible for economic collapse. The politicians were. Now, I'm not offended by that statement from Kristi Noem, like the left would be, because for them, in government we trust. I think Noem's statement is a valid conclusion that must be considered. But it's not considered by diehard statists, because for them, the government can do no wrong. Now, in regard to one's worldview affecting policy, here's an interesting piece from The Economist. Why people reject vaccines. Quote, identifying the cause of vaccine hesitancy can help policymakers decide where to target their efforts. According to surveys and modeling by The Economist, the single greatest predictor of whether an American has been vaccinated is whether they voted for Joe Biden or Donald Trump last November. Now, this is not to say only Trump voters are opposed to the vaccines. Even Donald Trump promoted the vaccine. But there is a high correlation between one's politics and one's response to COVID-19. As in the case of Republican governors in red states are now rejecting these new mandated guidances from the CDC, while Democrat governors in blue states are implementing these new mandates. Ron DeSantis, Republican governor of Florida, said last week after the CDC put out the new guidelines and after President Biden enforced these new mandates, DeSantis said people should make their own healthcare decisions. Quote from the governor, parents know what is best for their children. Therefore, parents in Florida are empowered to make their own choices with regard to masking. Experts have raised legitimate concerns that the risk of masking outweighs the potential benefit for children because masking children can negatively impact their learning, speech, emotion, social development, and physical health. Infections from bacteria that is often found on masks, difficulty breathing while exercising in masks. Fortunately, the data indicates that COVID is not a serious risk to healthy children, which is why schools in most countries were among the first institutions to reopen. At the end of the day, we trust parents to weigh the risks and benefits and to make the best choices for their kids. And DeSantis then issued an executive order prohibiting public schools from mandating mask wearing. On the other hand, the Democrat mayor of New York City, de Blasio, after hearing about these new CDC guidelines, is again requiring masks in all public places, requiring all New York City workers to be vaccinated, and he's asking private companies to mandate vaccines and masks. So why is this? Why is there a difference? It's a different worldview. It's a different trust in man. If you believe man is basically good and science can solve all of our problems, you will lean one way. If you believe man is flawed and science is limited in solving our problems, that science can make many mistakes, you will lean another way. I find it very fascinating that it's our core moral values that determine everything. Back to Joseph Boot, his book, The Gospel Culture, according to Romans chapter 1. Quote, Paul is explicit that there are ultimately only two possible directions for a culture. These theological alternatives are mutually exclusive. One rests upon worship of the Creator. The other rests upon worship of the creation. It follows then that there is no such thing as neutral culture. For on this Pauline basis, no institution and no cultural activity can ever be religiously neutral. There are many structures in God's creation, but only two directions. We are either oriented toward God or toward idolatry. In marriage and family and church and state and art and science and in every other sphere, we will either seek to serve and glorify God in each area of life, or our lives will have an apostate direction with no central place for God and His Word. Many of those involved in politics have hearts and thereby convictions and ideologies that are hostile to God and His Word. Joseph Boot, unquote. So realize what we're seeing in our culture and its reaction to COVID-19 and many other issues is not the reaction of a godly people, but how the people of Sodom and Gomorrah would respond. And all of this talk about COVID, have we heard anything about repenting and turning back to God? No, of course not. It's all follow the science, not follow God, because in our modern humanistic world, science is man's savior, or rather man himself is his own savior. To talk about God having any effect on this virus is considered foolish, because it's all up to us. Back in 2 Samuel 24, when the plague came upon Israel, verse 15, so the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning until the appointed time, and 70,000 men of the people from Dan to Beersheba died. When the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented of the calamity and said to the angel who destroyed the people, it's enough. Now relax your hand. The point? God is more in charge of disease than the scientists. Christians are not opposed to modern medicine, but modern medicine doesn't even come close to the spiritual reasons and cures for pestilence. We all know 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. But do we know the sentence that comes before that verse? 2 Chronicles 7:13. Or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. The main factor is God, not the activity of the Chinese Wuhan lab, not the World Health Organization, not the Center for Disease Control, or Moderna, or Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson, or the action of politicians. It is God who sends or saves from plague. So let's not get duped by the media into thinking this is all about what man can do, when in reality, this is the hand of God, and our efforts will prove futile if we don't turn back to God. And that's a good place to conclude. You've been listening to God and Country Radio. The radio website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. Spell it out, godandcountryradio.org. And from there, you can link to the extended video version of this radio program on my YouTube channel, God and Country Biblical Exposition. There's a lot more to talk about in regard to this virus, conspiracy theories, Fauci versus Rand Paul. And what about civil disobedience when it comes to being forced to take the vaccine? Well, I'll try to cover some of those issues in the upcoming YouTube. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, may we be a culture that is moving toward the worship of God, not the worship of the creation. Be our healer. Be Jehovah Rapha. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen.